Thunder Bay. An activist group says it will disrupt plans by the city of Thunder Bay to fence off a derelict gas station frequented by the homeless on Friday. The group Not One More Death, which advocates on issues of homelessness and policing, announced Thursday it would organize an emergency action at the County Fair Mall, where people have sheltered under a former gas bar in the parking lot. "We need to ensure people are safe from the violence of the police and the city's policies," said Not One More Death member Phoebe Ann Wolframe Smith in a statement. "Evicting people from this encampment site will only push them into spaces that are less safe, such as the wooded area next to County Fair Plaza where several violent deaths have occurred in recent years. This does not solve anything, and the city's decision to spend tax dollars protecting an abandoned, privately owned property over human lives speaks volumes about their priorities." The city revealed plans this week to clean and fence off the site, citing public health concerns over unsanitary conditions and complaints from customers and businesses at the mall. The Thunder Bay Police Service said it would be present as crews cleaned and fenced off the former Sunni's gas bar to keep the peace. Social service providers have said with limited availability of supports like detox centers and transitional housing, the city solution will likely only push people to another nearby location, something city staff have acknowledged. In a statement, Not One More Death said the city should instead offer basic amenities like a porta-potty and garbage cans to address concerns. The city has previously stated its approach at County Fair, developed in a closed-door meeting with police, the public health unit, and social service agencies, would serve as a model to deal with similar situations in the future. Activists with Not One More Death said that sends a disturbing message. The group is concerned about these solutions being framed as the model for similar situations going forward, it said. "We are seeking more compassionate and appropriate solutions which focus on the needs of the unhoused people using the County Fair site." In a statement posted to its Facebook page, the group urged the city to instead offer supports in places where vulnerable residents gather, such as spaces to shelter, safe needle disposal, and drinking water.